if the wind has been blowing pretty hard and then it starts to
calm down.
Yeah.
How about rain? If it's been raining hard and then that starts to
Let up.
And you know the growing season is over when you go outside and see the ground covered with that white
frost.
Stuff. And you go down to your pond and maybe find that it's
skim ice.
What does that mean, skim of ice?
That means just a little. Just a little. That's when she quit growing.
And then what happens to your pond?
Huh?
The next time you get down, you see your pond and it's
froze over.
Then you know.
Then you've had it.
Of course, that's not too bad. Then you get out your gun, oil it up.
Start hunting.
Go shoot pheasants.
Yeah, that's right. Well, we don't know. We go here before. That's what we run into. We got into darn a snowstorm about one time. And we hadn't even had frost here. And we pulled it up there on the 29th day of October. And about the 30th, I'm telling you, it went to snowing. And it was really a snow now. Oh, I'd say it was 4 inches, 5 on the ground. We had an old airplane up there, and it stayed on, too. And we had to get that old airplane off the ground. We used every battery up in a little old town there. Of course, in South Dakota, we used every battery they had trying to get that plane took off. We finally got her to go.
Couldn't get the engine started.
That's right. Couldn't get her started.
Huh.
Finally got that thing airborne. I never was proud in my life to see a thing get flew out of there. I sure was glad they got
airborne. Flew up, huh?
Huh?
You flew up and then?
No, we went up in the cars and then this guy, two of them flew up.
Oh.
And they had to go back. I'll tell you what, that darn airplane, pretty good little old ship, and that snow was plumb up even with that cabin. And it was a lot of snow there.
That's treacherous country in the winter.
Oh, you betcha.
Great big old long plains, and right smack next door to North Pole.
Yeah.
Oh, let's see. The couch over there, and that chair, and the table here, and the chair here, and that chair, and the table there. That's all.
Furniture.
If your door were open, I was going outside. You didn't want your door open. What'd you tell me to do?
Shut it, please. I would say close the door. I say shut the door.
Did you ever tell me to pull the door too?
Yeah, I told you that. Pull it too.
Mm-hmm.
Several expressions. I suppose the right one would be to tell you to please close the door.
Somebody wants to know if you can walk through a field and you know the man, you know he has no objections, you say, oh, that's all right, we can go through it. He
doesn't care. He won't object.
Or if you think he might, but you're not certain, you might say, well, I'm not sure.
Maybe we ought to ask him.
Cleaning it up.
You ask her all the same thing.
Yep.
You mean you ask her about the same thing?
Same.
Yep. Want to know the same thing. I don't want to know the same thing, but I ask the same questions. This is the only way the thing will make any sense.
That's the only way you can get, you know, just how they...
How they differ.
How they differ.
And how they're like, of course.
Yeah.
What does the light come from up there?
Above.
And your wife keeps her flowers in a...